Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to take you off the wrong road and put you on the right road. Amen. Put you on the road to heaven. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with our Holy Ghost filled powerful ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. To all of you that's not only behind prison bars, but to all of you that's out there in the free world. Because if you're locked up in sin, amen, feel like you just can't come out, then Satan has you in the prison house of sin. But Jesus come to open up the prison doors so you can come on out. On this month, we're going to have a powerful message talking about love. Knowing February, Valentine's Day comes on the 14th, people think about love. So we're going to talk about love all this month here on the broadcast. And the title is, asking you a question, do you love God? Yes. We'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the starting of this exciting message. Amen. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, do you love God? Now, that's the question. As we enter into this brand new year of 2025, and people now are going about their ways, some people feel like saying, I love God. I love God. And some people say, God is love. God is love. But the question is, do you love God? Amen. Do you really love God? Amen. Because it's more to saying, I love God than just saying it out your mouth. Because just because you say it out your mouth doesn't prove to the Lord that you really love him. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We must show some actions. We must show some fruit to prove to God that we love him. Amen. We're going to get ready to go into the Word of God today. Let's make a start in the Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter and the 10th verse. What did it say, Missionary Velvet?
If you keep my commandments, you should abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
Now, in order to love God, like we say, we must keep his commandments. Just like Jesus kept his Father's commandments. We must keep God's commandments. The Lord wants us to keep his commandments. We live in a day and time where people feel like you just can't keep the commandments. And you got preachers telling the people, you just can't keep the commandments. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus is letting us know that if you love the Lord like you said, if you love the Lord, you will keep his commandments. And I stress it, how important it is for Christians to live a changed life. If you say you're saved, you're supposed to live saved. You don't supposed to go back and do the things that you used to do out there in the world. But Jesus brings forth a change. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things come new. Let you know that When the Lord saves you, your old life goes out. And the new life comes in. And therefore, you start living a new way, doing a new thing. Because Jesus brings forth a change. And if you say you're a child of God and still sinning, doing wrong, you need to go back to the altar and seek the Lord for salvation, for deliverance. Because Jesus will deliver you from that old life of sin and take sin out of you and place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, so that you could be brand new on the inside, doing a new thing, living a new life. Because Christ be in you. That's why Paul saying Galatians 2:20, "For I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. But yet not I, but Christ live within me. And the life that I now live in flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." When Jesus moves in, he gives you power to resist temptation to sin. And therefore, you can have victory over the devil. That's the reason why when Christ moves in, saved people don't go around doing things they used to do in the world. Amen. Because Jesus brings a change. Praise God. Let's go to continue into what did the next verse say in St. John, the 15th chapter, Missionary Velvet?
"These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full."
Amen. Jesus wants us to be happy. He wants us to be free. Praise God. Amen. How can you be free if you're still doing things you used to do out there in the world? You're still in bondage. Amen. But Jesus come to take sin out of the sinner so that you could be born again, a child of God, regenerated, new bone. Amen. And when Christ come in you, you'll be boned by the power of God. Amen. I'm telling you, because Jesus bring forth a change in your soul. I'm telling you, a change in you. Amen. We need to make sure we receive that change. Because if you're not changed, you need to get salvation again and be saved again. Because the Lord will take you off the road of sin, the broad way, and put you on the straight and narrow way. That is, walking the way of the Lord, living, keeping his commandments. That's how you love God. Now, you got to look hard to find people that truly love God. Because you love God, you will live right. The preacher will live right. The church members will live right. The deacon and church mother, choir member, all will live right. Because Christ makes a difference. Amen. Now, if you got a preacher that's a child molester, they're not saved. If you got church members that's cursing, they're not saved. And I'm just making it clear and plain because you got too many hypocrites in the church. That's the reason why the world can't get saved, because the church is so full of hypocrites. But it's time to be saved and live saved. The preacher got to live right. The church members got to live right. Because if you love the Lord, you will keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. It's not hard to live saved when you get delivered. It's hard when people got sin in them. That's the reason why they mess up all the time. Because the sinful nature is still in their heart. And you cannot go to heaven with that sinful nature in you. It's only one way to get it out. That is through the blood of Jesus. Jesus come to root that sinful nature out of you. Godly sorrow will repent us. The Lord will forgive you for all the wrong you've done. But godly sorrow and repentance can't root that sinful nature out of you. It takes the blood of Jesus to do it. And people need to understand and know that. It's not enough to say I repented of my sins. But you got to move from repentance and go to Calvary and let Jesus breathe in your soul, sanctify you wholly, to make you clean and pure so you can live like I preach. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. And we need to get it like the Bible says, stop playing church. Amen. Because the Lord is coming back for people that are ready to go back with him when he comes. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast because this is a powerful message. Amen. Let us lay your hands on the radios, a point of contact as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the opening of today's message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sicken their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, the arthritis, the coronavirus, the flu bug. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Let them know you can change their lives. Make their life brand new. Deliver them from drugs and alcohol. Lord, from those that got mental health problems. Lord, restore them in their right mind. Cast them demons and devils out to people. Lord, the people out there in the free world, they got mental issues. Lord, bind them evil spirits and loose them and set them free. And cast them demons out. In the name of Jesus, set the people free. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come our beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise Him. The song says, been a great change since I've been born. The things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. The message is asking us, do we love God? God loves all of us. He really does. His love is so great toward us. But the question that he asking is that, do you love God enough to allow him to come into your heart to rule and abide there so that you can be able to live right in this present world? If you believe that message that prayer, you have been revived and been restored and been redeemed. You keep on thanking and keep on praising God. And stay before him that he may mold you and make you into who you need to be. Though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to prosper and have hope. So don't be in despair. Just give it to Jesus, and he is there to hold you up. Those are the fruit of your prayer and support of our ministry. God also loves you, and he has a plan for you. You've got to allow him to make that plan come true. And he loves you with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. You got to allow him to have a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Sister Velvet and I. The Lord will open up doors. We'll be able to move into jails and prisons no more to minister to those that's behind prison bars. And to those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. And those of you that are incarcerated, write our ministry. We'll be glad to receive your mail and your letters. Amen. To this broadcast, this Chaplain William Owens, along with one companion missionary, Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.